Let's give our attention now to Brother Pat Duke. And the title of his remarks is Have Compassion One of Another.
Good morning, everyone. I was awarded this, and I've really given it a lot of thought about compassion. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another as brethren. Be pitiful and courteous. That's found in 1 Peter 3:8. So after considering this word, I have decided that I have not been a very compassionate person. And I guess the reason is the way I have lived and was, I was brought up working, and understanding people and the way they act and, you know, in different situations, when I worked with my dad. For many people, they will play on your compassion to, get you to maybe give them money or, so I guess that's why I felt like that. You know, we see on TV, we see these advertisements. This one lady sings this song about, love and compassion. Sarah McLachlan, if you've ever seen it, they got poor, pitiful dogs and cats starving to death and they play on your compassion to send them money. Even your famous governor and president, Bill Clinton, played on everybody's money, everybody's compassion when they would show the people in Haiti that were, you know, destroyed with the hurricane, and they wanted you to send money. But I believe it was found out that they pocketed most of that money into their foundation. So we have to be careful in the world about our compassions and how we approach compassion. Now, we are compelled to have deep sympathy and sorrow for someone that is stricken with disease, or by misfortune. And we are to have compassion on people. But we can take it to an extreme to where we will. You know, you can go on missions and give people things and they don't even respect it really because they're taking it for personal gain. But our compassion to one another as brethren and sisters of Christ should be very strong. And we should show our love to one another. It should overflow. Especially to our brethren. Hebrews 6:10 tells us, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." Also in Ephesians 6:8, it states, "Knowing that whatsoever good that any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord." So, you know, we can do good to those outside of the truth. And we are supposed to. It's something that we need to work on. Our Bibles are saturated with the compassion of God. of Yahweh, of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And also, it gives some examples of compassion for one another. Let's look at Psalms, the 34th chapter. It's just a couple of verses, 16 and 17. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So we know that whatsoever thing we doeth, we do it to the Lord. If we show compassion, we know that the Lord has shown compassion to us and will show compassion to us. Now in Psalms 86, David said, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." Psalms 103 shows Yahweh's loving kindness. The whole chapter, it shows His tender mercies to such as keep His commandments. That's important. And those that remember His commandments to do them. So let's look for a minute in Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. In Lamentations chapter 3, we are to remember each morning of the hope that is set before us and be ready to bear the yoke that we have taken on. Let us not be consumed by the way of the flesh, but let us each quietly wait and hope for the salvation of Yahweh. I want to read, start at verse 21 of 3 Lamentations. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silent, but he hath borne it upon himself, upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he causes grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. And we know that if we want those mercies, we have to follow His commandments and His statutes and do what is commanded. So the Lord's compassion never fails. It never fails us. He has shown the goodness, the kindness, and the mercy to His people. But what have they done in return? They have refused to obey. They have hardened their neck and have not hearkened to His commandments. We also, each one of us here, rebel at times. And we have all been disobedient. Many have cast the laws of Yahweh behind their backs and turned away. Brothers and sisters, how is it that we know what is required of us, but yet we are still weak, disobedient sinners? We know that answer. It's our flesh. Even David disobeyed and sinned when he went into Bathsheba. He was sorrowful for what he had done and desired to have a clean heart and a right spirit. So let's read that. Psalms 51, verses 1 through 10. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So, each one of us should be able to connect to that very thing, that very prayer that David gave, because we too fail, and we desire a clean heart, and we desire to be purged of our sins and made right again in the sight of Yahweh. The compassion of the Lord never fails. Remember that. In that same chapter, verse 17 of Psalms 51, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So we must humble ourselves before Yahweh in all that we do. And we must ask to be forgiven of our sins and mistakes on a daily basis. Then maybe we will receive that compassion that God has, that Yahweh has. And Hebrews 5:2, we are told that Christ can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. Brothers and sisters, us here in this room, we're not ignorant. Although I may be ignorant in a lot of things, I'm not ignorant in the truth. And I know you're not either. So, what is required of us? In Hebrews 10:23, we're told to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. So, how can we have compassion and not go out of the way and not lose our faith? the profession of our faith. Can we have compassion on a brother or sister, a child, or a loved one that has gone out of the way of the truth? Can we still love them? Can we try to bring them back to the sheepfold? Yes, yes, and yes on all three of those questions. Yes, we can have compassion, but we cannot compromise the truth. Just because that we have compassion on someone that has gone astray does not mean for us to lose our faith and comply to what they would have us to do. We have to comply to the requirements of Yahweh. You know, and I know, that people do whatever is in their heart to do. Whatever they desire to do, that's what they ultimately do. So, do you ultimately deserve to serve the Lord or serve your brother or sister that it would lead you away from the truth? In James 1:14 it says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." And that can happen to us. So don't let your compassion for others draw you away from the truth. Also in James it states, "For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." We cannot be wishy-washy and change our faith for someone else. We have to hold to it no matter what. In Revelation 3:11 it says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Thank you.